Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Health Radio.
Health Radio.
With Melanie Cole.
If you've just given birth, congratulations. Oh, I love new little babies. But the last thing you might be thinking about when you've just, you know, had a baby is when you're going to have sex again. I don't know. Maybe some of us do. Maybe some of us don't. But not only did your body go through some drastic, amazing changes and needs that time to heal, but you may be wondering when you might even find the time or feel like it. My guest today is Dr. Alyssa Dweck. She is a full-time practicing OB-GYN and is on the Health Advisory Board of Family Circle magazine. I love that magazine. Welcome to the show, Dr. Dweck. So you just have a baby. You know, the doctor, the husband tells the doctor to take an extra stitch down there, right? That's the old joke. So do we feel like having sex? What about the time factor? What about our libido? What about the size of our vagina at that point? Kind of hit it all for us here.
Sure. Hello, and thank you so much for having me. So as far as timing, you know, it's really fairly standard to recommend waiting on sex for at least 6 weeks after having a baby. And this really allows for a couple of things. Number one, you need to heal. If you've had a vaginal delivery, of course, a baby coming through that area is going to take its toll in some way or another. And you may be healing from an episiotomy or from lacerations, and that takes a little bit of time. In addition, we have to wait for bleeding to stop, and we have to wait for cramping to stop, and those are going to take a little bit of time as well. In fact, the bleeding after a delivery can sometimes last upwards of 6 weeks, so that's where that six-week time frame typically comes in. And after a C-section, it's reasonable to think that there might be some pain in the incision area of the abdomen, which might preclude comfortable relations for a bit. So, of course, we typically have people wait 6 weeks after that as well.
Okay, so it hurts at that point. If you've had a vaginal delivery, as both mine were, it hurt to poop for the first couple of weeks. So, you know, much less having intercourse was absolutely the last thing. Now, hormones aside, you know, and the time factor is what really, you know, you feel like now all of a sudden this baby is going to start to cry, is going to need something. You know, you don't feel good about your body. There's the whole self-esteem issue, Dr. Dweck. So how can you and your partner keep that intimacy? And my producer, who's going to have a baby soon, should listen to this. Mm-hmm. How can you and your partner keep that intimacy while breastfeeding, formula feeding, changing poopy diapers, you know, all of it?
Well, I often tell my patients that they may have to actually schedule intimate time. And they may have to think outside the box in terms of timing so that it might be convenient to consider intimacy when your baby's taking a nap or when you can get a family member in to babysit for an hour or two and you take a little time for yourself. But I do want to go back to the self-image issue and a couple of other physical things that you mentioned, which are so incredibly important. Regarding healing after delivery, so many women, and thankfully so many women are nursing after delivery, will really find that the vagina is so dry when they are given the go-ahead for sexual relations. So lubricant comes in very, very handy, and I would absolutely recommend that that's available. There are lots of different types of lubricants out there over-the-counter that are very helpful. Some women resort to things like coconut oil or whatnot, although whatever works really is fine. But keep that in mind, especially with nursing, because with low estrogen levels and nursing, the vaginal area will be particularly dry. Regarding fatigue, which is huge, that has a bearing on sexual relations. So, you know, my obstetrician many, many years back gave me the advice, why don't you try to take a nap when your baby naps if you're home and you have the good fortune to be able to do that, and you'll have a little bit of extra energy on your hands when the time comes. So that was always a helpful piece of advice. But I'd say schedule intimacy time and try to beat the fatigue for sure.
And taking a nap when the baby naps is always really good advice. But then, you know, what if the spouse feels neglected? I mean, even if you nap, Dr. Dweck, you know that with the nighttime feedings and just the worry of SIDS and all the things we women go through, my God, that, you know, it's just we don't have that much time for our husbands. And you can say schedule the intimacy, But what if we're just not feeling it? We're just like, ew, don't touch me. I just had a baby, you know?
Right.
What if that's right. what's going on?
Well, thankfully, we have the benefit of time because that's definitely going to help. And, you know, I think usually the first couple of months are the hardest. But after that time, you get your baby on a schedule, you get back on a schedule. And like I said, it may have to be something that you actually plan and prioritize for a bit of time until you get back into a quote-unquote adult schedule. Regarding self-image issues, you know, I have women who come into my practice and they are very concerned about intimacy with their partners after having a baby. Their breasts are leaking at the thought of their crying baby, and that, you know, may be uncomfortable. They do worry about pain because of dryness and the lack of use that their vagina may have been dealing with over the months prior, and also baby weight and losing that and getting back to your pre-baby body and feeling comfortable with yourself. This just is a matter of discipline and time. Eventually, your amount of milk that you make will accommodate to what your baby needs, and you won't be leaking all the time every time you think about a baby crying. You know, you can pick up an exercise program as soon as your doctor or healthcare provider gives you the okay. And doing toning exercises and cardio not only is great for the mind and clears the mind and gets those endorphins flowing for feel-good moments, but also will get your weight back in order. And I always love to remind people that breastfeeding in and of itself burns a whole lot of extra calories, so that will be helpful with baby weight loss as well. And then as far as dryness, we covered that a little bit, but the lack of use and dryness can be taken care of with lubricants in most cases and just getting back in the saddle, if you will.
Dr. Dweck, when do you worry that, you know, we talk about postpartum depression on these shows and we talk about things you should be on the lookout for, but when do you worry that those hormones may not come back and that you're just too baby-centered and they're one-year-old and you still haven't felt like having too much sex and it's just, is there a point at which some women just don't seem to bounce back?
I think that this is so variable based on individuals. And a lot of this is also based on whether there's a history of depression in the past, anxiety in the past, and what was your sex life and your sex drive like prior to baby. Some people will report that they really have a diminished sex drive after they deliver because they're so distracted with everything going on with their family and their babies and whatnot. But if this is something distressing to someone, then it's worth taking the extra step, taking a step back, and really prioritizing this. And I think there's a lot we can do to try to help to prioritize, including quote-unquote date night, including trying to get back into some adult activities so that you're not just centered around baby activities all the time.
Does breastfeeding ever take away from the sensation, or maybe the husband now doesn't find your breasts very attractive because they're used as a feeding system?
Oh, I think just the opposite. I mean, there may be some men who find it unappealing, but most men are so absolutely blown away by the bond that nursing you know, it seems to create between mom and baby. And, you know, it doesn't have to just be mom and baby. The partner can certainly take part with pumped breast milk and do their part in terms of overnight feedings and feeling that they're also helping in that way. And a lot of men probably find it very arousing or even at least just get some loving feelings when they witness breastfeeding.
And that would be the best sort of feeling to get. And thank you so much, Dr. Dweck. What a great guest you are. The book is V is for Vagina. You're your A to Z guide to periods, piercing, and pleasures. So good information, finding out how to be intimate after baby. Wow. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Health Radio right here on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.